All right, well, now that we're rolling here, let me introduce everybody to Chadster.
Hey, how's it going?
He has come across De Novo Agency. He's an independent artist. We're helping him promote a few of his tunes right now. I wanted to give Chadster a chance to have a little bit of a platform and show independent artists how he was able to land a major artist as a feature on his album. And Chadster was able to land Black on his album, and the song sounds amazing. And today I wanted to give him a chance to kind of show independent artists the process of getting a major artist on your own song. You know, is it just his friend? Did he reach out? How legally involved were these kinds of things? So I'm going to turn the floor right over to you, man. Can you let people know a little bit about yourself, how long you've been making music, and how your new album came to be?
Definitely. I'm originally from New York. I've been in Atlanta for about since 2004. Came here when I was 11. And music for me has always been a thing for me. My mom was actually a musician herself, and she was a signed artist, a reggae artist with Jammies. That's how you pronounce it, I believe. It's a while back, but she definitely, you know, inspired me to make music. So the music type of thing has always just been in me. I started taking it seriously in 2014. And from there, you know, I tried to do everything to figure out, I guess, the music industry and how to expand yourself. At first, it was like I thought I could just drop a song and say out now, and then I'm going to go viral because I'm so talented, and you know, the world's gonna know who I am. And it took a while for me to realize that that's not it. There's way much more to it. It's the marketing, it's the concept, it's your imagery, it's the talent. Of course, the song definitely still has to be up to the bat for you to swing in and knock it out the park. It's so much that goes into it. And for me, for as far as the Black thing goes, we actually went to school together. So we went to high school together.
Hell yeah.
And we were in a group together. We're still have a, you know, brotherhood together. And, you know, he's been one of my long-term friends from a while back. And actually pretty much was I seen him become who he is today. So, you know what I mean? As a student, I am his friend, but I definitely is a student to the game, and I learned a lot from him. You know what I mean? Just sitting there watching and just observing how he performs, how he comes up with his music. And he definitely is a person that speaks from the heart, and is he's a pure hearted person. You know what I mean? So for our song together, it was just a natural thing. I was, you know, started taking it seriously and music seriously in 2014. And I just never quit, pretty much, and work on my craft as much as I can. And as I'm working on the music, I try to, you know, they say the industry is like, 10% talent, 90% business. And that always kind of stuck with me. And I tried to, as I'm, you know I'm making the music and I'm feeling like this might be able to, you know, touch the world, I still have to learn how to make that push through to that, you know what I mean? To the masses.
Yep.
And, that's pretty much like that.
I mean,
I'm kind of rambling. I don't even know where to stop.
It's it's great for people to know where you're coming from. I mean, yeah. What a nice, like, leg up, I guess, in a way, for you to just happen to be coming up with someone that talented.
Right.
And I'm sure, like, a lot of it has rubbed off on you. And definitely. I'm wondering if there was a clear moment back then where you recognized that your friend, like, really had something going. Was there a clear moment where, like you said, you have studied him now?
Mm.
Like, was there a clear moment back in the day when he went from friend to like mentor in a way?
See, it was never like, hey, Chad, I'm going to, hey, watch me. Or it was just me like knowing to watch, you know what I mean? It was, if you want it, you know, if you believe, here's a person that's showing you that it can really happen for you if you just put in the hard work. And it was just like an unspoken thing for me. It was, and I knew, sorry, to let me answer it, the question first. I knew the clear path of knowing that he was going to be who he is today was in high school. Like his entire high school knew that he was going to be who he is right now. Like, no kidding. We had ciphers, we were dancing. It was crazy. Like we would shut down the school. Sometimes we performed pep rallies. So it was definitely like made for him to be who he is right now. You know what I mean?
That's really cool. I think.
Yeah.
Now, that's really interesting to have like that much support, because I know there's usually like a tipping point where like if you don't have enough clout, people are like, man, who is this guy I think he is? But then eventually it kind of tips over and they're like, oh, wow, he knew who he was. And it's interesting. Good to hear that there was that much support. And so he goes off, he does his own thing. In 2014, you start taking music seriously, more seriously. Was there like a moment where he's like, hey, man, I want to help, but you got to do X, Y, and Z before like I'm in a place where I can actually help you?
That's a great question, because we literally didn't have any type of conversation like that. Like, I just instilled it in my head that, like, you know, you have to be up. You have to be a good, you know, up to bat to knock it out the park. Like, I think just in general, no one's gonna like put you on the team if you can't hit a home run. You know what I mean? Like, if you're definitely a hard worker and it shows, people are going to see that and start to notice. And I took that immediately and ran with that. So yeah, it was just never the conversation. It's just like, if you just overall want to be respected into doing this, you have to, it's proven ground for you. You know what I mean? Like, take that seriously, because it's so many people that want to do the same thing you want to do, especially if you have a dream. You have to let people know why, you know, you're deserving of that. You know?
Absolutely. Well, you make a really good point. Like, music, even if it's not, like, certain elements of hip-hop are naturally very competitive. Like, I am trying to be a better rapper than you, and I'm going to rap about your outfit and your girlfriend, and I'm going to prove that I'm better than you. Outside of that direct competition, there are 60,000 songs uploaded on Spotify every single day. Okay. So whether so whether an artist knows it or not, they are competing with other artists. There's only so much attention to go around. People only have so much time every day to listen to music. And whether musicians know it or not, they are competing against one another for that attention. And you've made a couple of good points where, like, even if you have amazing talent, you got to work to promote and get that talent in front of people. It's almost like even when Star Wars makes a movie, right? Big brand name, everybody knows Star Wars. They have the movie. They still spend $50 million on promoting trailers for their product, right? So just having a great, phenomenal product isn't enough. You have to promote it. And what are some of the things that, when that kind of clicked in your head, what were some of like the struggles that you found with how do I get this music like in front of people?
I went through a lot of trial and error. So like from in person, which what I mean, like shows, and thinking that I should go over here or go over here to a show and you know, keep repeating that as far as performing and go over here and go over here. But for me personally, I always knew that my songs were like different. So like I could never get my type of demographic in one place, especially being in Atlanta, the type of rap that we have here. You know, I don't necessarily put myself in that that category. So it was definitely, I think, more harder for me to like try to like pierce through and what they say, break the mold. And I just tried to, with everything I went through, I just tried to take the lesson and say, okay, that's not the way to go. Mm-hmm. And pretty much if something did work, then we do that again. You know what I mean? So basically it was just like, you failed. Okay. We're going to take it on the chin. Keep going. Mm-hmm. Well, okay. Here's a W. Okay. Let's keep going. Let's see how far we can take it. Most importantly, we didn't give up on it.
That's so key. Being open to taking that L. Like, whether it's trying to find playlists that are legit or like more macro strategies. Hey, let's try this. Let's try a Facebook ad.
Right. Oh,
running it on a post, that didn't work as well as the video.
Definitely.
Through trial and error, you're exactly right. If you try 10 things, 8 of them might fail and blow up in your face. But 2 of them will work. And over time, you find the 2 that work every time. And sooner or later, a year and a half into it, you got 18 different things that work for you.
Definitely.
That's also key, is you and Black might have very similar resources available. Mm. Maybe. I'm sure at this point, he probably has more. But what I'm getting at is the way he uses his resources and the way you use yours, even if your music is somewhat similar, the strategies are going to be very different.
Right.
The intricacies of the strategy or who you're trying to reach with your music, it's going to change your approach to doing so. And one of the things I'm thinking of here is being from Atlanta or growing up in Atlanta and being from an area that to the common listener might, like someone in Chicago might have an idea as to who they think you are or what your music is going to be. Oh, some guy from Atlanta. I kind of expect this. Like another guy like Migos, maybe. Has that been more of like a struggle in a way where because you're not doing like the typical sound that someone might say, the Atlanta sound, has that been a roadblock for you, or is that actually making like the you being different, has that been a big pro?
It's a pro and a con. The pro would be that, you know, I get to stay myself, and that's because the cons are the bad, right?
Yeah.
the pro would be that I get to stay myself, and in a way, I started to not just make one sound now. Like I could, like some people might label me as a R&B artist, you know, and put me in that category. Some people might just call me a regular rapper, you know what I mean? But I know I have things in my vault right now that when it comes time and it gets there, that I will be placed outside the box, inside the box, and around the box.
Yep.
And it just comes from the focus. Pretty much, it's definitely difficult when you're trying to do something different. They're not going to understand it. So figuring out what I had to figure out for myself and stop anything that's not for me and stop trying to, how can I say, I guess beg for the attention from people that really wouldn't even understand it in the first place, and get the natural attention from the people who just really would definitely understand it. You know what I mean? It's different strokes for different folks. So.
Yeah,
gotta get your fans in on it.
And when you have more of like a unique style, or it's different when you're coming from an area that it's almost like if you're like, oh yeah, I'm from the West Coast and I'm a rapper, people automatically kind of think that you're gonna sound like Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg, kind of. Right. Yeah, right. Like why they kind of have an idea. Oh, you must rap on beats like this. You probably sound like The Game. Maybe, because in their head they're like, oh, my understanding of West Coast rap is this. And I think there's a bit of a learning curve, because like in my head, you know, when I hear Atlanta, the first thing I think of is like Outkast, Ludacris, now like the 2 Chainz, Rick Ross. Right. And I think that can help some people. Oh, I'm an Atlanta artist. Some people, like a casual listener, might be like, oh, okay, I think I know what to expect. Let me check it out. But if it's different, I feel like that can either be a big pro or this is not what I expected. Dude, right. And, you know, and that can take away from how they perceive it, but not to mean maybe the third time they hear the song when they know, oh, I see what this guy is doing. That's when they kind of start to dive in a little bit more, when they can lose what their expectation was and they can appreciate the song and you for who you are, not what their expectation of you is. You know what I'm saying? Definitely. And I think nowadays it's like genre music has become much more genre-less. Like, depending on the handful of Drake songs you grab on any given day, you might say he's a hip hop artist. You might say he's an R&B artist. You might say he's a pop artist. I think nowadays,
definitely.
Yeah, you can kind of do whatever you want and just do you, and like let people categorize you how they want, because you can all day. If you said I'm an R&B artist, period, other people are still gonna be like, this is a hip hop song. Right. So like, screw them. Let them categorize it however they want, and you can kind of just keep doing what you do. I think a lot of musicians get caught in the cycle of, well, I think people want this sound, so I'm going to make this and try to. But by the time it's like done, they're already moved on to the next sound, and they're chasing all the time. And I think if you can just continue to do your thing and let people categorize you how they choose, you'll be in a much better situation.
Yeah, definitely is like, because one of my long-term goals are, I guess end goal is definitely longevity and how to, you know, keep it going, because you can sizzle out quick. In this game, you can definitely sizzle out quick, and I definitely don't want that. So I like the difficult road. I like what I'm learning. I love that, you know, I found a place here at the agency of DeNovo. Because I've been, like I said, I've been through the trial and error, that the running of the ads, the playlist, the YouTube ads, the blog placements. I can go on for days. I'm happy though, because now I know it all. Well, I don't know it all, but I know enough to know that this is not easy. And if you think this is easy, you're going to quit before you even really get a start.
Yeah,
because if you want it, you're gonna go for it though, for sure.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think where you're saying, like, once you went from, hey, I got this good music, now what the hell do I do with it? And now you're saying, this is hard to do. Right. I think that right there, that little gap is the difference between like a fun music hobby and a music business. Right. Or someone who's trying, who's in making music to try to be in a business, or because they love it and it's fun. No, nothing wrong with that, but treating it like a business, knowing that it's not going to be easy, even if you have amazing music, it is still not going to be easy, unless you are the guy who gets struck by lightning and goes viral. Like, if that happens to be you, the one
sight
once a year, like, okay, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, like they went kind of viral and then like, oh shit, now I know who Lil Nas X is. Like, most other people climb, and it's not like holy shit viral in a month,
right?
So if you're not willing to put in that work, or it's not usually not even a question of are you willing to, it's they don't even know. People don't even understand how hard this is, you know.
Like, no, definitely
people don't understand how hard it is to set yourself up to like do even like to do what you're doing already. And like what you've got now, you still are looking for help, because no one person can do it all on your own. Kendrick Lamar had a team of people, you know?
And no one could really make it go but yourself, you know what I mean? It's at the end of the day, even after doing all of that stuff, it's still up to you, you know what I mean, at the end of the day, to get it out there and make something shake for yourself. Because no one's going to really help you. Especially in this game, until it's like, feel like it's popping. Pretty much is how it goes. It's like the unspoken word. You don't see that for yourself, then. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
I think you make a really great point that even though he's your friend, you still got to prove that that you're worth his platform.
Right.
And like he knows what he's going to bring to the table.
I got to be up to hit the home run. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to be able to support. What if he goes down?
Yeah.
And I got to be there to pick him up. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Vice versa type of stuff.
Hell yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Well, Chaster, it's been great talking with you, man. I mean, can you let people know where they can find you and what your Instagram is and, you know, what kind of album they can expect to hear from you? And
Yes, you can find me. I use Instagram, Chadster. I'm trying to get Twitter to give me the Chadster handle right now. But right now on Twitter, it's ChadCP900. 900. Right now, we are still promoting the album, Good Afternoon, featuring Marcy Stone and Black. Got a couple more videos coming out. I have a mixtape that I'm dropping on Spinrilla. And I have my single coming in about a month or two. So
hell yeah.
We're just trying to, we're building right now, and it's pretty fun. And I'm trying to work with a lot of producers and stuff like that. And whoever wants to work with me pretty much and collaborate as much as possible right now and push forward.
Well, I think a lot of producers are going to be wanting to work with you after they hear this project. It's really well done, from the production to the mixing and the mastering. It's really well put together.
Can I say one thing about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That I'm the one who reached out to get the cover done. The videos that you see, I'm the one who put it. I just this year's, like, for the production companies that I've been with, I had no hands on a couple of videos for the first year in my life. Like, no. I'm usually like hands on with everything. So, you know, picking the beats, getting the cover done, any content, everything, you name it, it was all on me and a couple of people in my team. Marcy, of course, and even my sister. It was like a real family thing to even put this thing together. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't easy but I do plan to do it again. So,
oh yeah,
definitely. You have to be hands-on with this if you really care about your craft. So that's my last note on that.
Well, it's been great talking with you. I'm really glad that you and DeNovo have been able to work together. I've done the hard work, so we're just getting it in front of people. But it's been great working with you thus far, and I think a lot of independent artists are going to have a good take on, you know, landing a big feature artist and what that's like, and learning that even if he's your best friend, you still got to set yourself up to go to bat, like you said, and show that you can hit the ball before he just jumps on to do you a big favor because he's right. Such a nice guy.
Right.
I think that's good insight. If you guys have any questions and want to reach out to Chadster, reach out to him on Instagram or Twitter and check out his latest album with Black. And what was the singer?
Marcy Stone. He's also Marcy one of Stone. my friends, also a friend of Black's. And yeah, look out for him. Look out for Avico United, really. That's the gang, and we're coming. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
So yeah, thank you.
Well, it's been great talking with you. Yeah, and thanks for joining, and we'll talk again soon.
Definitely. Thank you.
The Business of Music Podcast, presented by DeNovo Agency. DeNovoAgency.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Business of Music Podcast. We love to hear feedback. Shoot us an email to contact@denovoagency.com so we can answer your questions on the next episode. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel to learn even more and check out denovoagency.com to see how we can help you grow your music business. Until next time, this has been the Business of Music Podcast.